And I would invite you all to turn with me to Psalm 115. Psalm 115 as we read verses 9 through 15. Psalm 115, 9 through 15. O Israel, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. O house of Aaron, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. You who fear the Lord, trust in the Lord. He is their help and their shield. The Lord has been mindful of us. He will bless us. He will bless the house of Israel. He will bless the house of Aaron. He will bless those who fear the Lord, both small and great. May the Lord give you increase, both you and your children. May you be blessed by the Lord, who made heaven and earth. Excuse me a moment. So, we come to this time of Thanksgiving, a time that we celebrate, a time that we remember and give thanks. But as we begin today, I want us to think for a moment about perhaps a different way of expressing our thanks to God, a different way than we normally think, and that is through trust. And so I would begin by asking, whom do you trust? Not just for spiritual things, but who are the people that you trust in life? For all kinds of things, whether that would be food, shelter, protection, any number of other areas of life. Whom do you trust? Why do you trust them? What causes you to continue to trust in the things that they do or the things that they might do for you? When was the last time you let them know that you trusted them? And how did you do that? Have you ever said, I want to thank you for being someone in whom I can trust? If you're like me, the times that you really let folks know those things are not very often. We take for granted so many times the persons in whom we place trust. Perhaps even not really thinking that much about the trust and being so thankful until they're no longer present. Then again, perhaps trusting them is a way of giving thanks. But maybe we need to let them know so that they can know that we really appreciate. So as we approach this week in our calendar year, which specifically points to Thanksgiving, I want us to think about those questions as we go through looking at this psalm and talking a little bit about it. I want these questions that have been asked to kind of be churning within your own mind and heart. For many, even Thanksgiving Day has lost a connection to God. For many, it's lost any connection to thanking God for all that God provides. Or perhaps it's just a quick blessing and let's get on. After all, we've got all this food to eat, we've got ball games to watch, naps to take, and then you wake up in time to find out who won and then eat again. But the fact that we may or may not really connect with God doesn't take away the fact that God is the one who provides. And He provides for everyone, the small and the great, as the psalmist said, whether we acknowledge it or not. Whether we choose to acknowledge God or not does not diminish the presence of God or who God is. Alton McEachern, in writing a brief commentary on the Psalms, notes that this psalm and the next two were probably sung by Jesus and His disciples after the Last Supper. They were an appropriate prelude to Gethsemane and Calvary, he said, and I end that quote. And that's really a high probability, because at Passover, that meal of thanksgiving that remembered deliverance, one or more of the Psalms from 113 to 118 were sung as part of the celebration. Now, of course, we didn't want to get into 119. If you think about, sometimes you've been to an evangelistic rally or you've been sitting in church and you sing 40 to 50 verses of "Just As I Am" without one plea, and somebody finally comes down, maybe just so that you can stop singing. If you sang Psalm 119, it has 175 verses. It would have been daylight before they had finished. No Gethsemane. But typically, one or more of those psalms were sung at Passover. And so Psalm 115 probably was among those that Jesus and the disciples sang at the end of that meal, remembering what God had provided and continued to provide. After all, especially, I think, as Jesus was about to go to Gethsemane and to the cross, this psalm would have been an appropriate one. As I said, the Passover meal not only is a meal of commemoration, but actually the Passover meal was a meal of thanksgiving. Thanksgiving for God's provision. Interestingly enough, the Greek word from which we get the word Eucharist, that some church traditions use to describe remembering that Last Supper, we call it the Lord's Supper or Communion, the Greek word Eucharistine simply means thanksgiving. Thanksgiving. To give thanks. And though Jesus agonized over dying while He was in the Garden of Gethsemane, He trusted God and thanked God for being with Him. But He trusted God the Father to be present throughout the ordeals to come. This particular psalm is one that calls for trust and sees that trust as a means of thanking God for being present. And His heart was thankful for that presence, not only that evening in Gethsemane, but the next day upon the cross. In fact, in both of the prayers that Jesus utters, He is in a way thanking God for being with Him. Father, forgive them. Father, into Your hands I commit my spirit. Prayers recognizing God's presence and His trust in God, no matter the circumstances, and even as He was dying. And so, Jesus would have been familiar with this psalm. But what does this psalm have for us? It's interesting to note that there are three different groups called upon to trust God. And all three are reminded of God's blessings and provisions in life, lest they forget. The first group is the nation. Verse 9, O Israel, as a nation, trust in the Lord. Not just the religiously attuned, but the entire nation. Now you might think, well, I thought all the Jews followed God and followed the commandments. All you got to do is read the Old Testament and look at Jewish history and find out that no, they didn't all do that. And just as they did not all follow so closely, so even today in our world, not everyone in any nation follows God. Not everyone in any nation acknowledges God. The psalmist therefore calls on the nation, and I think the call is to we as part of a nation, to thankfully trust in God. And he tells why. Because he is our help and our shield. This phrase calls the people back to remembrance that in every difficult circumstance that they faced, disease, wars, persecutions, tragedies, and even in the good times, and even in the ordinary everyday times, God has been present to help them through, and God has shielded them with His presence. So as a nation, we are called to remember God and His provision. The second group called to trust God is the house of Aaron. Anybody tell me who those folks are? The priests, the religious leadership, the house of Aaron is called to trust in God. There are many examples in the Bible where the priests seem to lose their trust in God. The priests had a tremendous responsibility. Oftentimes they had great influence, but time after time after time, they are found not listening to God and leading the people in a different way. It is not an easy thing. Trust me. It is not an easy thing to be among the religious vocational leadership. There are many times when, quite frankly, one questions themselves and wonders sometimes where to turn. There is a grave danger, though, when one allows himself or herself to be placed on a pedestal and forgets that he or she is far too human. That happened in the day of the psalmist. That happened before the time of the psalmist. That happens today. And the psalmist reminds everyone in religious leadership that God is the trusted one. God is the help. God is the shield. Sometimes shielding them against themselves. The third group consists of those who are devoutly religious. Those who seek to live a life of worship. Those who regularly gather together for study, for worship, singing, praying, meditating. And they too are reminded that God is their help and their shield, and that it is to Him that they are to continue to give trust and loyalty. But wait a minute, you might say. If they're devout worshipers, don't they already know this? Unfortunately, even those who are regular and devout can sometimes be caught up in the form and forget that God sustains us. Not the form. The form doesn't sustain us. We don't sustain ourselves. And we sometimes wonder about the thankfulness and trust that comes along. You know, religious folks and faithful religious folks are not spared tragedies in life. And sometimes it is hard to give thanks when tragedy comes. We have friends and family in this place, even gathered today, for whom this will be the first year, the first Thanksgiving, the first Christmas, the first New Year's, without a special loved one present in their lives any longer. And it is trust in God that allows us to give thanks, even in those situations. Some of us have had major health scares this year. Some are still undergoing treatments for those health scares. Some are still dealing with those health scares. And not only themselves, but of family and friends. Others have had job issues. Perhaps there have been family feuds. And I'm not talking about the TV show. Perhaps there have been family feuds and the hurt that is there from those family feuds makes it hard to find thanks. Some folks have had their friends to let them down when they have trusted in them. And we could go on and on about different things that sometimes drag us down and keep us from giving thanks to God. Because, you know, it's really tough sometimes when you're hurting inside to give thanks to God. In fact, more times than not, the cry is not, thank you for being with me. Thank you for allowing me to spend this time with this person. Thank you for this person in my life. Thank you for this job. Thank you for this. But more times than not, it's, why did this happen and when's it going to stop? But you know, the Lord understands that. And the Lord stands ready to bless. To bless both the small and the great. And in those circumstances that might seem small or great. Yet we must recognize it first and come in trust to give Him thanks. The psalmist had learned this. He had learned it in life and quite frankly was amazed when he wrote the phrase, "The Lord is mindful of us." For you see, being mindful is more than a mere occasional thought. Being mindful is more than simply, well, I guess I'll check on them. Being mindful means that the Lord has us on His mind regularly. It means that we're in His heart always, even at those times we don't give Him thanks. And He wants to bless us. However, the only way we can really receive those blessings is to give Him our trust in thanksgiving. In the good times, we sometimes even forget to thank. In the bad times, as I said a few moments ago, far too often we're looking for a way out or someone to blame. And in the ordinary, everyday, mundane times. But the psalmist reminds us that the one in whom we can trust and the one who blesses us small and great, the one who is mindful of us small and great, is the one who made heaven and earth and all that we receive. And so, at this Thanksgiving season, when we gather for times of fellowship and friendship, family times, eating, watching ball games or parades, or taking that post-turkey nap, may we also not just give a rote prayer of thanksgiving to God, but may we truly, from our hearts, give Him thanks for His goodness and His guidance. And may we thank Him as well by pledging our trust and our commitment. May we pray. Lord God, we are so slack when it comes to actually showing trust. We say that we're going to turn something over to you, and then as soon as we think you've turned your back, or it's not as fast as we would like, we try to take it back. And in that, we show a lack of trust. But help us. Help us to reflect upon all the different ways you're present with us, even when things don't seem to be going so well. And may we give you thanks and trust you for more guidance. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Our closing hymn, our hymn of decision, is 581. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus. It is, but how often do we really take Him at His word and give Him that commitment? And so as we stand and as we sing number 581, may our hearts be open. 'Tis so sweet to trust in Jesus.